We're holding Pirkei Avlezer, Perek Yud Beis, the 12th chapter. Chibay Terach Hibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAdam HaRishon. God gave Adam HaRishon, first man, extra love. Shebra'o Mimakom Tahor VeKadosh. God created Adam HaRishon from a place that is both holy and pure. The place that is pure is the land of Israel, the place that is holy, the Kodesh HaKodashim. As we know, Adam HaRishon was created from the Holy of Holies. U'me'ezem makom lekachov, from where did God take the earth to fashion Adam HaRishon? Mimekom Bet HaMikdash, from the place of the Beis HaMikdash, from there God gathered His earth. V'chniso la'padno, God brought Him into His yard. Shnemar v'ikach Hashem lokim ta'adam, as the verse states, God took man, v'yanicheu v'gan Eden, He placed him in the garden of Eden, le'ovda, to work it, ul'shomra, and to watch it. Now, here we see an interesting point, that God gives man the foundations, the raw material that God makes man out of, is the most pure and most holy. And God places him in Gan Eden to work there and to watch over it. Umavodaya b'toch hagan, what work was there in this garden? Sha'amar lo'ovda ul'shomra, that the verse says he should work and watch the garden. Shema tomar yesh melacha b'Gan Eden, maybe you'll say there's work in Gan Eden. She'yizmor lakramim, that he should prune the vineyards. V'lachrosh ul'shaded et ha'adama, and to plow and furrow the ground, or le'amer, or to make piles, or liktzor, or to harvest. But all the trees used to grow on their own. What work does Adam have to do? Notice that the pasuk discusses trees. It seems to be machlokus among the midrashim whether in the Garden of Eden there were vegetables or only trees. So all the trees used to grow on their own. Maybe you'll say that in the Garden of Eden there was work to water the garden. But there was a river flowing out of Eden. And that river, its job was to water the garden. So what does Adam have to do? What does the pasuk mean that Adam had to work and watch the garden? But rather, Adam's job was to work, to delve into the words of the Torah. And to watch the way to the tree of life. What is the way to the tree of life? The En Etz HaChaim Ela Torah. What is the tree of life? That is the Torah. Shneimar, as the verse states, Etz Chayim Ila Machzikim Ba. The Torah is a tree of life to those that hold on to it. V'aya Metayel B'Gan Eden. Metayel, we ordinarily understand to mean to walk leisurely. It could also mean to sit in the shade. The word shade in Aramaic is Talila. V'aya Metayel B'Gan Eden. He used to walk leisurely in Gan Eden. Ke'echad Nimalachei Hasharet. Like one of the Malachi Asharis, because the pasuk says Vayanicheu veGan Eden. God placed Adam in Gan Eden, and one understanding in Vayanicheu is to place, lehaniach. Another understanding is from the word minucha, to rest. So God placed Adam in Gan Eden to rest there, to be in, so to speak, on vacation. He doesn't have to work. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu aniach id bolam ivzeach id bolamo. God said, so to speak, I am singular in my world, and He is singular in His world. By me, there is no procreation. And He too, at this state, has no procreation. And in the future, the creations will say, being that there is no procreation before man, and all other living organisms must procreate, who shebranu, so they'll think that He created them if He is eternal and He does not have to procreate. Lo tov yot adam levado. It's no good that man is alone and all the other beings will think he is a god. Eselo ezer kenegdo. I'll make him a helper opposite him. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, al tikri kenegdo. Don't read the words the way they are ordinarily read, that they mean I'll make him a helper opposite him. Ela linagdo. But to hit him. Nagid is in Aramaic to hit. Im zacha, if he merits, tielo le'ezer, then shall be a help. Mim lav, and if he doesn't merit, lenagdo, shall hit him. Lilachem, shall fight with him. Have a war, as we will see in a few minutes. Bechevan sheshama haaretz alashon hazo. The earth heard this, that God was saying, man will have woman, they will procreate. Ra'ada v'rasha, the earth trembled. Amra lifnei bora, the earth said before its creator, Ribon kol olamim, master of all the worlds, en mikoch lazun tzono shel adam, I don't have strength to feed the great masses of man. Amar la kadosh baruch hu, so God said to the earth, I'll make you a deal. Ani ve'at nazun tzono shel adam, you and I together, we will feed man. V'chatzu shneihem, God said, let's divide between me and you, the earth and I. Halayla la kadosh baruch hu, God says, I take the night, v'ayom naretz, you, the earth, do the day. By day, man is awake, he eats, he gets his sustenance from the things that the earth affords him. By night, man sleeps. We know that when a person sleeps, medically, he heals more when he sleeps. We know that part of what the body does when it sleeps is it cures damaged cells. That's why it's important for people who are ill, all kinds of illnesses, to get rest. The body heals itself when it rests. That's amazing. A person sleeps, he wakes up, he has strength. If we know that if you don't eat, you don't have strength. If you don't sleep, you don't have strength. But when you sleep, what are you getting? You're standing, it's the most, if you want something that most represents doing nothing, that's sleep. You're half dead. You're not doing anything. Yet you replenish your strength. God says, I sustain the nights. People will sleep at night, and I'll give them strength as though they ate. People won't spend the night being awake and eating. A note to everyone that watches late night sitcoms. That wasn't the godly plan for many reasons, but here's another one. At night you're supposed to sleep. That's when the body heals itself, and that's when the body gets its sustenance. God says, that's when I feed the body. Yeah, just a second. Binyamin wanted something first. Yeah. Good question. Not for now. Yeah. Thursday night. No. I want the Picket of Lezer to run. Barashnat Chaim. So God, Me'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did God do? Barashnat Chaim. He created a sleep that gives life. The Adam Shochev V'Yashen, and a person can lie down and sleep. V'Hu Mizono, and this is his sustenance. Ufuato, and this is his healing. V'Chaim Lo, and this is life for him. Umnuchalo, and this is rest for him. Shne'emar, as the verse states, Yashanti Az Yanuachli. Shochev is to lie. I have slept, then I got rest, I got peace. V'akadosh Baruch Hu sumech ta'aretz u'mashkeota, and God says, I support the ground, I water it. V'inoten peroteha, the ground gives its fruit, u'mazon l'chol abriyot, and food for all of the beings, all of creations. Aval mzontav shel ha'adam, but man, how does he get food? B'itzavon tochlena kol yomei chayecha. He has to work and pain himself to get food throughout his life, as God has cursed him. God, when he said, I have to create woman from man, remember God said, it's not good that man is alone, so I have to make a woman. So God didn't want to hurt him to have this operation when Adam was alive. He placed on him a deep sleep. Man was sleeping. God took a bone out of his bone and flesh from his heart. He made her into a helper. He stood up Eve, Chava, opposite Adam. Adam awoke from his sleep. He saw her. She's standing opposite him. Miad, right away, he hugged her, and he kissed her, and he said, Brucha at Lashem, blessed are you to Hashem. Atzmech ma'atzamai, your being, your bones are from my bones. V'lacha u'likot isha, you are fitting to be called ish. The word isha, the word ish comes from the word yesh, there is. And isha is the female of that. Shene'emar, etzem ma'atzamai uvasar mi'besari, she is a bone from my bones, she is flesh from my flesh. Ad shehaya levado, so long as man was alone, nikra shmo Adam. He was known in general as Adam. Now that there are two, he is Ish and she is Isha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha Omer, Rabbi Yeshua the son of Rabbi Akiva, who was known as the bold one, said, Al Shem Basav Adam nikra shmo Adam. His name is Adam because he has flesh and blood. That's what Adam represents. Dam is Adam, and Basar, your flesh, is like red, it's like a beige, so that's also like Adam, Adam. When God created for man a helper, a woman, Nikashmo Ish, he got the name Ish. Vehi, and she got the name Isha. Me'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did God do? Natan Shmo Benim. God placed his name between them. Yud Hey. God says, if they go on my ways, ושומרים מצוותיי, and they watch my mitzvos, הרי שמי נתון ביניהם. So then my name is between them because they're going in my way. ומציל אותם מכל צרה. My name, the yod and the hey, that's God's name, will save them from any tzara. Ve'im lav, if they don't go in my ways, they fight, God isn't in the house, הרי נוטל את שמי מביניהם. If they don't want to keep the Torah and the mitzvos, they're not going the ways of Hashem, God says, okay, you kicked me out of the house, I'll take my letters out of your name. I'll take my yod out of ish, I'll take my hey out of isha. V'hen nasin esh va'esh, they become fire and fire. Va'esh ochelet esh, fire consumes fire. Shneemar ki esh yad avadon tochel, for it is fire, it consumes till all is extinct, all is consumed. So that is the tendency of fire, to consume everything. So too, when a man and a woman, when they don't go the way of Hashem, they don't keep the Torah, there's going to be fights. There's going to be fire. And it consumes everything.
Could you make also the analogy that how a man and a woman, when you put two fires together and they become one fire, it's like marriage where there are two people that become one people?
It seems from the Medrash that the comparison to fire is a negative comparison. It's not the way it should be.
But two fires can't destroy each other.
But on the other hand, one of the ways we fight fire is with fire. Okay. They also don't affect one another. Okay. Esa chupot asa kadosh baruch hu l'adam harishon v'gan Eden. Something to contemplate instead of counting sheep tonight. Esa chupot asa kadosh baruch hu l'adam harishon v'gan Eden. God, when he married Adam and Chava, made them 10 canopies, 10 chupos. L'chapot means to cover, to canopy. וכולן של אבנים טובות ומרגליות. All of the 10 canopies were made of good stones and gems, ושל זהב and of gold. ועלו לכל חתן אין עושינו אלא חופה אחת. The average cousin, we only make him one chupa. ולמלך, and when a king gets married, אין עושינו אלא שלוש חופות. We only make him three chupos. לחלוק לו כבוד. לחלוק לו כבוד לאדם הראשון, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא 10 חופות בגן עדן. To give honor to Adam הראשון, God made him 10 chupos, 10 canopies in גן עדן. Under which he got married. Shneemar be'eden gan elokim hayita kol even yikara v'gomer. Harei elu esar chupot, we derive from the pasuk, there were 10 chupos in Gan Eden. Vayu amalachim metofefim betupim, the angels were playing the drums, umrakadim kinkevot, and dancing like girls. Shneemar melechet tupecha unkavecha bach. V'yom shenivra Adam harishon, on the day that Adam was created, shneemar b'yom ibaracha konanu. Amar hakadosh baruch hu l'malachei hasharet, God said to the heavenly angels that are in service of men, so to speak, בואו ונגמול חסד לאדם הראשון ולעזרו. Come, let us do kindness to Adam הראשון and his helper, to his wife. שעל מידת מילות חסדים העולם עומד. For on this trait of kindness, that on that trait the world stands. That is the foundation of the world. Kemilus chesed. So now that the world is beginning with Adam, us, God says, I and the angels have to begin the world with kindness. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא חביבה גמילות חסדים מזבחים ועולות שישראל עתידים להקריא לפניי על גבי המזבח. God says, I love kindness more than all the sacrifices that the Jews will bring on the altar before me in the future. שנאמר, as the verse says, כי חסד חפצתי ולא זבח. God says, I want kindness, not sacrifices. והיו מלאכי השרת כמו שושמינים המשמרים את החופות. The angels were like the friends that stand and watch the canopies. שנאמר, as the verse states, כי מלאכיו יצווה לך לשמוך בכל דרכיך. God commands his angels to watch over a person wherever he goes. ואין דרכיך לדרך התנים. It doesn't mean wherever he goes, but rather it means when the way he goes on his way to the chuppah, like a chassan. כחזן, just like a chazan, מה דרכו שחזן עומד ומברך לקלה בתוך חופתה, just like the chazan stands and sings and blesses the kala inside her chuppah, כך הקדוש ברוך הוא עמד וברך לאדם ולעזרו. So to God stood and blessed Adam and his helper. שנאמר, as the verse states, ויברך אותם אלוקים, God blessed them and he said, פרו ורבו. And that's what we, when we bless the chasan and kala, we say, כשמחך יצירך וגן עדן מקדם. As you made your initial creations happen, happy, back in Gan Eden, way back when, God made Adam and Chava happy in Gan Eden, he made a simcha for them. He had the trumpets, the drums playing, and the malachim dancing. God made them happy. So do we want this couple that we bless, every couple when they get married, that they should be happy for eternity. And with that, we finish the 12th chapter. We'll quickly review what we saw. We saw in the beginning of the chapter that God loved Adam and He created him from holy earth, from the earth of the Beis HaMikdash. God placed him in Gan Eden to work, and we said, what work did he have to do? To watch the way of the Torah. God said, it's not good that he's all alone and not procreating. They'll think that he's a god. So God said, I have to create a helper, and we said over here, the helper is Lenagdo. If he doesn't narrate, she will beat him up. She will be his partner in fights. And the earth said, oh, you're making a woman. There are going to be so many people in the world. How could I feed them? God says, I take the night and I feed them by night. You feed them by day. And the night God feeds us. He gives us sustenance and heals and gives us rest. And by day we eat off the ground. God supports the ground. God did this operation. He created woman while man was sleeping so it shouldn't hurt him. When he awoke, he said, you are wonderful, you are my wife. He hugged her, he kissed her, and he said, you are called Isha. And Adam is Basar Vadam. Once she was created, he is Ish, she is Isha. God says, I place my name, Yud and Hey, in their name. If they keep my ways, they'll be Ish and Isha. If they don't keep my ways, I take my name out, and they become Esh. God made 10 chuppos in honor of Adam, and the angels were dancing. God married him off and blessed them and made them happy, sang for them just as the chazan sings before the chazan and sings in honor of the kala in the chuppah. Shkoach. Yes.